Did you know that the worst thing you could say in a horror film is, "I'll be right back"? We got lots of crazy information and more coming up right after this.
We got lots of info, let's rock and roll. It's Did You Know With Rhino.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Ryan O. I'm Ryan O. This is my show. I know exactly what you're thinking. How did the Scooby Gang survive as long as they did? Not quite sure. In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun and you might even learn something. So without further ado, let's do this. In this show, we talk about all sorts of crazy stuff and randomness, but we don't do it alone. So today we'll be graced with a special guest, the one, the only, Marita Howard. How's it going?
Hey, friend. What's up?
I'm here.
It's good to be back.
I know, right? It's been a hot minute.
It's been, what, a month?
At least a couple episodes.
Because I wasn't invited to the witch episode.
Well, that was more of an impromptu hurricane party than it was a witch episode.
I would like to blame the Doggetts for not mentioning seeing the Howards when they were down here. So rude.
That's fair. You can, if they listen to this.
They do.
It's your fault.
I still love you.
I don't know what's your fault, but it is your fault. Probably that the hurricane existed. So it's been September for a hot minute. So that means it's been spooky in all around Central Florida. What have you done to be all spookified?
I have gone to several Halloween parties at Disney World.
Cool.
Which was lots of fun. Made lots of costumes. I've been very busy sewing away, making costumes for people because it's the spooky season.
That sounds intense. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears literally on the costume.
No blood on the costume.
Okay.
And I've tried not to cry.
That's fair. Tried not to. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I dig it. So you got a whole bunch of candy and you got to make all sorts of spooky, semi-spooky costumes. What were you wearing?
What was I wearing?
Yeah.
I did a Haunted Mansion based costume. I was the bride. Her name is Constance, which is a lot of fun because I carried around a bloody axe purse all night.
How did you get that past security?
Covered it in flowers.
Right on.
And it was sparkly blood.
Oh, sure.
So no one really cared.
That makes it okay.
But people thought I was wearing my wedding dress.
Okay.
It was super awkward.
So then whose dress were you wearing?
I found one on the internet and altered it.
Okay.
I made it very wedding dress-like, but it was not my wedding gown.
Isn't she supposed to be wedding-like?
It's a wedding dress, but it's not my wedding dress.
There you go.
People kept congratulating me. I went, no, it's a Haunted Mansion thing. That's why I'm carrying... They thought I was just carrying on a bloody axe for some reason.
You would be an axe murderer?
I guess so.
Okay.
An ex-wife.
An axe-wife?
An axe-wife.
We're not talking about the weird spray that would attract women.
It does not.
It does not. That's weird.
Well, and then I did a Mother Gothel costume.
Okay.
From Rapunzel. Or from Tangled.
And from what I know, she's old and but not old and wears red.
There's a lot of, yeah, not necessarily red, more of a mauve. Yeah.
So it's not red wine.
I cannot with you.
And so close to you. So what other people have been doing is they have been sending us emails for once.
What?
I know. And by that, I mean they've been responding to Facebook. So we're just going to go with it.
I mean, same.
In the lovely place known as Ryan O and the Mailbox of Doom, we ask everybody, which witch is their favorite witch? Now, before I bring up the intro webs, who is your favorite witch?
Winifred Sanderson.
Right on.
I love Bette Midler.
And it's her over Sarah.
I mean, I love the Sanderson sisters as a unit because they're so much fun, but they also use a spell book, which is something I appreciate. And, you know, stealing the youth of children, because that's what I claim to do, so I'm all about it.
Come little children.
Something like that.
I'll take thee away. So the interwebs have brought us all sorts of fun. Holy crap. Comments.
It's a lot of answers.
I was not expecting this. Way to go, interwebs. We've got Samantha from Bewitched.
Oh, yes, with her nose twitch.
I can't do it.
I cannot.
And it'd be really weird for me to show you because it's a podcast.
Yeah, see, that doesn't translate.
We have Willow from Buffy.
I never saw Buffy.
I recommend it. At some point, I recommend it.
Not into vampires.
Neither is she.
Touche.
Until she is.
Until she is. I was like, eventually it translates over. Anyway, who
it
else?
It gets complicated.
There's a lot of Sanderson sisters on this.
A bunch of Winnie.
A lot of Winnie.
We have Sabrina. Sabrina Spellman.
I'm very excited to see the new translation of that.
It's
much darker.
It's supposed to be like satanic.
Yeah. More like the comics.
I am so in.
Yeah. Oh, I've also seen every episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nice. Very cool.
It ends really poorly.
I just want to pretend that college years don't exist.
I mean, I honestly think I like the college years more than I liked her at the publication.
Okay.
Nope. Just move on.
Yeah.
Other witches.
Might as well. Someone said Stevie Nicks.
Oh, that's Coven, American Horror Story.
Right on.
And I am into it because she is a white witch.
Okay. I did not know that. Yeah. I will have to check it out. We got Piper Halliwell from Charmed.
Yeah.
She is my second least favorite Halliwell.
There's only three.
Technically four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's three at a time and then one died and then they brought found another one. And because, you know, contracts need to be filled out.
We're getting stuck in the Temple of Doom.
It happens. Who else? We got some more American Horror Story stuff. Witch Hazel. From Looney Tunes. She's the...
Oh, I love her!
The Green Lady. Not to be confused with Elphaba.
Different Green Witch. That one's Defying Gravity.
That is fair. Something wicked this way comes. Salem is a good one because he's a cat who was a witch.
Well, warlock.
Same thing. I dig it. Mad Madam Mim.
Oh, yeah.
From Merlin.
Yeah.
And then all the girls from Practical Magic.
That's fair. That's practical anyway.
It is. It would be practically perfect. If I think Mary Poppins is a witch.
I would say that Mary Poppins is definitely a witch.
Or you have Angela Lansbury in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Or Halloween Town.
Yes, Halloween Town with, what's her name, Marnie and Agatha?
Yes, her name is
Grandma
Agatha.
Grandma Aggie?
Yes.
Right on. The Cromwells.
Cromwell. I could not come up with Cromwell.
someone else mentioned that the Scarlet Witch is their favorite witch. A bit on the nose.
I mean.
A mutant and a witch at the same time.
Literal.
But mine is Morgana Pendragon from Merlin, because Katie McGrath is fantastic. I'll show you a picture, you'll understand.
Merlin the show?
Yes.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. She now plays Lena Luthor in the Supergirl show. I dig it. It's pretty cool. And that pushes us out of the mailbox of doom. We survived.
Barely.
Barely. Which means we need to discover some words and stuff to help us move on. Like the word of the week, which is always ironic because it happens every other week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this word of the week, I'm going to tell you what it is. You try to guess what it means and where it came from.
Okay.
The word is massacre.
Massacre.
Yes.
What a terrifying word to use. I love that.
I know, right?
So massacre, like to kill a bunch of people?
Yes. Yes, indeed. It means to slaughter.
To slaughter. Okay. I mean, that makes sense too. Yeah. Usually it's just used in conjuncture to like people dying. Cool, cool.
Can you try to think of how many people would a massacre be? Is it seven?
I think it's anything over like three.
Okay.
They usually refer to as a massacre, especially in the news nowadays.
Yeah.
But I would guess it probably comes from Latin, as everything does.
It's French.
I should have guessed French. Yep. I always guess French.
Massacre.
I bet that's not it.
It's not even close. I have a terrible French accent, which means we are going to wee our way all the way out of that one and find out cool things that exist in other places, not France this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is where in the world. I'll describe a location.
Okay.
We're just going to talk about it. I'm going to see if you've ever been there.
Okay.
Now, I'm saying if you've ever been there, because this place happens to exist in Ohio.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Fudge Road?
Fudge Road? There are several spooky roads in Ohio, but I can't say that I've ever gone to Fudge Road.
It sounds awkward. You'd expect there to be a candy store on Fudge Road.
I bet there's not.
I Probably. It's in Gratis, Ohio. I think that's a thing. Gratis. Gratis. G-R-A-T-I-S. It's a narrow gravel track, mm-hmm. and it winds its way through most of the rural part of Preble County. I have no idea where that's at. And one part, there's a bridge that carries across Ackerman Creek. It's said that a young mother threw her unwanted newborn off the bridge. Or in some versions of the tale, the baby was stillborn and the mother hung herself from the bridge.
Oh.
Either way, bridge, Ohio, death.
Great.
Now, motorists nowadays crossing over the Fudge Road Bridge can hear an infant crying if they park at the bridge and say mama three times. My question to you is this bullshit?
I bet it is.
I bet it is.
I bet you it is. I bet you there's some sort of creakiness to the bridge that, like, if you sit and park, it's probably an older bridge. It's probably got, like, steel in it, and it probably creaks a little, so and almost like, sounds... Almost sounds like an infant crying. Yeah.
That was my very awkward.
Was good. I liked it.
I try. And so that's weird noises from a bridge. So if you were to make a bridge, mm-hmm. and you could think of any name to name said bridge, what would the name of the bridge be?
Over Troubled Waters.
That is a great one. That is a great one. I cannot top that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you went there.
I was right there.
But speaking of things that we can or cannot believe, we're going into I Cannot Believe That's a Law, where we go and discover the craziest laws that exist.
Okay.
About Halloween this time.
Ooh, spooky.
I know. So, do you believe that you can or cannot dress like a priest?
Like a priest?
Yes.
I would imagine in certain places you can't.
Which state would you believe you cannot dress like a priest?
Let's just go with you can't dress like a priest in South Carolina.
You're close, and I found out it's in Alabama.
Oh.
You can't do it on Halloween or any other day.
Interesting.
According to the law, if you'll get arrested if you dress up as any member of the clergy.
I was going to ask if I could dress as a nun, but probably not.
Probably not. Unless you've got strict written implications for doing the Sound of Music.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't recommend it.
No.
Unless you're, yeah, no. So if you're in Alabama and listening to this, first of all, shoot me an email because I want to know, because I don't know many people in Alabama. Let me know if you've ever seen someone in Alabama dressed like a priest or nun on Halloween. That'd be awesome. So we're going to move on into fact or fiction, talking about things that may or may not exist. And since we're talking about serial killers and massacres and dressing up like people, how much do you know about Jason Voorhees?
Not as much as you would expect for someone who loves horror films.
Well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a few questions and you see if you can either tell me if it's true or not, or just find the answer for me. So they have possibly said that in the first name of the script, his first name wasn't going to be Jason. Could you guess what his first name was going to be? His original name. First movie, Friday the 13th. He wasn't even a real... He was a young boy then.
Yeah, it's probably something simple like Michael, and then they had to change it.
It was Josh.
Josh?
Yes.
Was Josh even a popular name then?
It was the 80s.
I mean, I have a brother from the 80s named Josh. It's a biblical name.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah. The next one. Which movie did Jason start wearing his hockey mask?
Probably not until like the third one.
That is absolutely correct. It is the third movie.
Well, because the first one, it's not Jason. And then the second one, I never actually saw, but I imagine he wasn't himself as we've seen him now.
It was kind of a plaster or a paper bag or sack or something.
Oh, okay, sure. So the third one, fun.
Yeah. Did you know that there is a comic called Freddy versus Jason versus Ash?
Yes, the movie was supposed to be that way, but they couldn't quite get rights to Ash because they wanted Ash to win. And they were like, well, no, we want one of either Freddy or Jason to win. which...
But Ash was going to win.
Ash would have won because Ash...
Always.
Absolutely would have won. So the directors...
Bruce Campbell.
The directors and everyone decided they didn't want that. So they did not have him in the movie.
That's silly. But they did end up making a comic book of it.
Indeed, they did.
So that's awesome as well. Jason's mask.
Mm-hmm.
In which movie do you think the mask was stolen? Not in the movie, but while it was being filmed.
Ooh, while it was being filmed. Let's go with Jason 10.
It's Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh my gosh.
Kane Hodder, the first actor to play Jason in more than one movie, because apparently they kept on changing up their Jasons.
Yes.
He was outside alone getting ready for the shot, sitting on a bench with the mask off, and then a stranger comes by and tries to steal it, and he had to go and run after it and get the mask back.
Oh, but he got it back.
He got it back.
Mm.
So it was almost stolen, but luckily they found it. He had to punch him and hit his head on the curb. Anyways, what is Jason Voorhees' father's name?
I don't even know his mother's name. How about Michael? I'm stuck on Michael
right
today.
Right on. It's Elias.
Interesting.
I know.
I don't really have a response to that.
Neither do I, because I also don't know what his mom's name is.
Probably Carol.
I'm going to find out, because I am going to be a guest on a podcast called Every Movie Ever Asterisk.
Yes.
Where you watch all sorts of movies and talk about them. And every time I show up, it's a horror movie.
Fantastic.
And one of them that we're going to be checking out this time is Friday the 13th.
The first one?
The first one.
Okay.
So I will find out and let you know.
Okay.
But other things that we do know about are serial killers.
Ooh.
Interesting facts about serial killers. There have been so many different things. So anger... People believe that anger comes from the medulla oblongata.
That's right.
It's how did they reference it? Mama says that alligators are angry because they have all them teeth but no toothbrush. That's from The Water Boy. But we know that they're angry because of the size of their medulla oblongata.
Oh.
And there's a possible correlation between the size of it and your levels of aggression.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know much more about that except for that it's a correlation.
Great.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Did you know with Rhino?
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/everydaycosplayfinds for more information. And now back to our show.
Did you know with Rhino?
Right on. So over the past few episodes, we've talked about vampires. We've talked about witches. Now let's flip the switch and talk about thrillers, serial killers, and all sorts of crazy nonsense. Marita, what do you know about movies with serial killers and crazy psychotic horror things in them?
Honestly, way too much. I love horror movies. I have high functioning anxiety, which means normally on an everyday, I don't really notice my anxiety. But when I watch a horror movie, my anxiety completely goes away because it's completely outside of my body. What's on the screen can't hurt me. So I feel no anxiety whatsoever. So I love horror movies.
Which makes it extremely awkward when it's like a possession movie or one of those paranormal activities. You're like, I can't save you, but I'm good.
But I'm good. I'm fine. Everything's chill out here. Have fun being in the screen.
I would not want to be trapped in the screen, especially with some of the movies that are extremely ridiculous, like being chased after Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Or Scary Terry.
Scary Terry.
So you haven't seen much of Rick and Morty?
No, I don't know anything about Rick and Morty.
So Rick is Morty's grandfather, and he's basically like Doc Brown on crack.
Yeah.
And his big thing is he does all sorts of different adventures because he travels through different dimensions, and he just travels, and he's got all sorts of weird craziness happening. But one time, Morty was like, hey, I want to get a good grade in my class. So can we try to, I don't know, maybe hypnotize somebody or talk to my teacher and figure it out? And Rick decides, let's incept ourselves into his dream and get him to do it. But then they incept themselves again and again. And eventually they run into what looks like Nightmare on Elm Street, where they're in the boiler room and whatnot.
Okay.
And since, for legal reasons, they can't use Freddy Krueger,
yeah,
they have their own character called Scary Terry.
Okay.
And he has swords for fingers. Really small swords as opposed to knives.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Scary Terry.
Super subtle.
Yeah. It's weird and awesome, just like a lot of the cool horror films. So tell us about some of your favorites that happen to have similar genres.
Similar genres?
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So being originally from Ohio, I started noticing this really common thread among a lot of horror movies that they're often set in the Midwest and particularly often set in Ohio. So one of my favorite movies is Nightmare on Elm Street, either the original series or the remake.
Remake was good.
I really like the remake. Apparently that's an unpopular opinion.
Well, people don't like change.
People don't like change, but I really liked that change because it made it way scarier. I miss the practical effects, but, you know, that's fine. But Nightmare on Elm Street, it's all set in Ohio.
Okay, so Elm Street, is it an actual street in Ohio?
So there are lots of Elm Streets in a lot of towns, but the town they're using is called Springwood, which is not a real town.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I bet there are a lot of places where it's not a real town, but it's based off of a real town in an actual place.
Exactly. So, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, and, of course, then Freddy vs. Jason, take place in Springwood, Ohio.
Right on.
Yeah. Even though Jason Voorhees is actually from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, but weirdly, there is a Crystal Lakes, Ohio.
That's crazy.
But there's not a camp there.
There should be.
But there is a family called the Voorheeses.
Now, if I had money, I would go to Crystal Lake, Ohio, and build a camp, mm-hmm, and it would be a scare camp. So you would be interrupted every night, and it's all just one night, and there's a killer, and you have to stop the killer.
And every time you bring that up, I think it's real. And then I remember that I learned it from you and Rachel on this podcast.
Yeah. But it should be a thing.
It should be a thing. 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. Freddy movies.
Okay.
But there's a lot more. There's a thing called the Ohio Connection.
Okay.
Right? Which is in film and in television shows where a lot of things, for some reason, link back to Ohio. Either straight, they're filmed there, they're set there, they mention Ohio, especially Cleveland gets mentioned an awful lot.
Is that where some of the John Hughes films are?
I believe they probably are. But
if they're not, someone shoot me a tweet, let me know.
I mean, they could be. Who knows? But there's a lot of horror movies, or not so horror movies, like Scooby-Doo.
It's horrifying in some aspects.
It's super fun. Yeah, the Scooby-Doo live action movies are set in Coolsville, Ohio, which is also not a real place.
But if it were, you would imagine no one would want to live there. I remember a episode of Mystery Inc., which is the newest version of Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
The town is pretty much deserted. There's only 5 or 6 people at any given time. Is it because they didn't want to draw more? Or is it because they didn't want to pay more people to do voice acting? Or is it more just the fact that it's run down and everyone's being scared away? It could go in any direction.
I bet it's drawing.
Probably. It's kind of like the Flintstones where they're using the same 3 images in the background.
It's just the background over and over again. Yeah, exactly like that. Well, but then we get into actual things that happened in Ohio. Like there's Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay, he was mostly in Wisconsin.
Sure.
But he actually, after his first murders, came to the Ohio State University, did a single semester there, or a single term there, I suppose.
Okay.
Lived on campus, killed someone else, and then went back to Wisconsin.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They tell you that when you're touring the OSU campus.
as to bring people there.
It's like a ghost tour thing. Ooh, spooky.
I used to give ghost tours for Central Michigan University.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah, but I took a different twist on it.
Okay.
So originally when I joined the groups to do it, they would just have you as your tour guide go from space to space and tell the stories. Mm-hmm. So you had to remember a bunch of the stories and go from part on campus to a different part and tell these four or five stories.
Okay.
So I did a bit more research and found four or five more ghost stories.
Oh.
And we took all of those together, made it about 13 different stories, all located within about a 10-minute walk.
Okay.
And in each different spot, I made it kind of a theme. You started off with a tour guide, but right about 3 minutes into your tour, they get kidnapped by someone looking ghastly and ghoulishly and creepy. And then the rest of your tour is given by these creepy people, but they hand off to the next one. So you get the elements of a tour, and you're being chased by zombies and ghouls and ghosts. And then finally, at the very end, we got the campus police involved. And they just stationed a car at the very end. And all they had to do was just stand there. And it was like, oh no, what are we going to do? And then the tour guide shows back up at the very end. Don't worry, I'm here to save the day. Come back with me, friends. Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry we had to cut our tour short.
Wow.
Yep. That was my life for an entire weekend every year.
Absolutely sounds like something you would do, too.
We made money. It was a good time.
As long as you're
I dressed up like the Joker during it.
I'm not even a little surprised.
There are pictures and videos everywhere. I might have to put them on the website.
I think you should, especially if you can find a video.
I think I have two or three.
Oh, that needs to go up.
They keep on popping up on this day back in the day. Yeah. It's going to be great. So yeah, I used to give my own version of the tours. They still do that. They still do it to this day, but it's done differently.
I bet it's not done nearly as dramatically.
And that was the best part about it, because people wanted to have a ghost tour, but the teenagers would also get the crap scared out of them.
Fun.
I enjoyed it.
Speaking of things that sort of happened.
Okay.
With the Silence of the Lambs, right?
Right on. It puts the lotion on the skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So gross. The first victim of Buffalo Bill in that movie, Ohio.
Ohio.
They did. They had to go to Ohio. Well, they didn't have to go to Ohio, but the characters went to Ohio.
Okay.
In that movie because right of on. It.
I will have to rewatch said movie. It's been a while.
Yeah. And if you're ever looking for a really hokey, terrible movie, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, also set in Ohio. It is this terrible turkey puppet that is killing people. Well, I mean, he's supposed to be a turkey, but he's like this very terrible rubber-looking puppet that is just wisecracking and killing people on Thanksgiving.
That reminds me of all of these crazy horror hosts that used to be on television, like the Crypt Creeper.
Yes.
Crypt Keeper?
Crypt Keeper.
Yes, that's the one. And Elvira.
Oh, man, Elvira.
And there was a horror house, haunted house, and Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
It was one, it was based off of a horror TV host. And he was kind of dressed like Dracula, kind of not. And it was him throughout the seasons because he had a special episode of his show every holiday. And so you cut from one holiday to another, and he's always got this guy in the background who he's torturing.
Oh, fun.
Always, no matter what. Just a different way of doing it in each different season. And when you go into the house, you get Thanksgiving, and you're walking through, and you're chased by a pilgrim, and there's an actual turkey on a table that starts, like, spitting out stuff. It's gross and awesome at the same time.
Super gross. I like it. Oh, my goodness. Other movies that are set in Ohio that fall into a theme.
Okay.
Scream 2. So, the first Scream movie, right? She leaves, because I think that one is set in California.
That sounds like it should be.
And she leaves to go as far away as she can, because all of her friends are dead. So, like, bye. So, she goes out to Ohio. I'm trying to look and see the town, Windsor College.
Windsor College.
Not a real place.
Right on. But Woodsboro is probably not a real place either, and that's where the original ones happened.
Woodsboro. Yeah, but I think Woodsboro is not in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, but the second one Windsor College is in Ohio.
It was so weird that they followed her and set everything up just to... That's too much work just to get some sort of non-amazing revenge.
Yeah, but think about it. She's got to think that she's crazy. Because she's now gone across the country to get away from this, and now it's happening again. How crazy would you feel, and how crazy would you sound, trying to be like, no, it's happening to me again! Everyone's dying!
Especially after they made a movie out of your entire life, exactly. And then showed the movie. It's not a coincidence that it happened on the same week. It's fate, bro.
No, it's not fate.
Okay, it's not. All right, that's fine.
That's fine.
What other movies have you found that have a Ohio connection to them?
Trick or Treat.
That's the one with the little dude with the sack face.
Yeah, and he's got that lollipop. His name is Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually a main player at Hollywood, or what's it called?
Halloween Horror Nights?
Thank you.
Right on.
I got the word Hollywood stuck in my head.
That's cool.
HHN.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. So that's Warren Valley, Ohio, which is also not a real place. Do you see a theme?
People like to create yada yada Ohio because they know it's not real and no one's going to question them later.
No one's going to look it up.
Except for us.
Except that what's funny is that there is a Warren County in Ohio. So it's kind of funny because it's like almost real places. They just like switch a couple of like letters around sometimes, or they tack a different word at the end, like Springwood.
Or Woodsboro.
Yeah, it's like they just kind of
Windsor,
make things up.
Which is name of a family. Or a giant city in Canada, and then college.
College, yeah. Well, because there's a lot of colleges in Ohio. Actually, there's another movie set in Ohio that's not a horror movie called Accepted.
That's a great one.
Also a college movie.
With Justin Long and Blake Lively.
Yes. Blake Lively is in that movie.
With Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Would you like to see my wiener?
That's not what he says.
Oh, no. Ask me about my wiener?
Yeah. I used to watch that on the first day of school every year. It was the thing to do.
From the South Harmon Institute of Technology.
Yes.
Right on.
And their mascot was a sandwich.
Yes.
But anyway, Trick or Treat. That's a really good movie.
I like it. It's wrong and oh so right at the same time.
It's one of those almost anthology? Is that the word?
I think so, where you have five or six stories that kind of intersect but are all separate at the same time.
Yes. And you get a whole large range of things. You get like monsters and werewolves and vampires and evil teachers.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of pumpkins.
A lot of pumpkins.
It's pretty cool.
I only saw that movie because of you.
Right on.
Yeah. Trick or Treat.
Smell my feet.
Shan't.
Okay.
I'm trying to look and see what else. Because there are a lot of movies set in Ohio, but the horror movies, it's just funny. It's a lot of the series are set there.
Tommy Boy is set in Ohio, but that's not a...
In fact, it is.
That's not a horror film.
It is not. Well, there's also some that like I've never seen, like Quiet Nights of Blood and Pain and The Long Night and Guilty or Innocent, the Sam Shepard murder case.
So based on all these movies and... like the Freddies and the Jasons and the Ashes, what sort of crossover would you like to see? And let's just say, let's make it take place in Ohio. Like what sort of movies crossover, universes?
Oh boy, that's a good question. Because I really liked Freddy versus Jason. I am such a Freddy fan. So that one was so much fun for me.
So who else would you have Freddy fight?
Oh, Freddy could fight anyone.
Chucky?
Ooh, Freddy versus Chucky would be so funny because it would just be a lot of wisecracking and like not a lot of anything happening.
I think I want to see a movie with all these serial killers just in a house. And
I think Big Brother style.
Yeah, it's Big Brother style, but they have to try to not kill one of their roommates, which is, let's just say, some sort of co-ed.
I feel like Robot Chicken did this.
If not, they should have.
I'm pretty certain they did.
I'm going to have to find out.
You know who I don't love is Michael Myers.
That's fair.
I did like the Rob Zombie remakes.
Which is a difficult opinion to have.
Apparently so. Yeah. I mean, I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I did see the first Halloween movie, and I will see the one that's coming out soon.
Which is kind of the second one, but
it's technically, they're calling it the second one, essentially. It's a direct sequel to the very first one, ignoring the other ones in the middle.
Sure.
But I really liked the Rob Zombie remix.
Is it the outfits or is it just the darkness in it?
It's the tone, for sure. I love me some dark films.
So based on all these dark films and your history with creating outfits and whatnot, if you were to cosplay as a horror figure, which one would you do?
Okay, this is going to sound really random. I really want to do the Billy doll from the Saw franchise.
Okay.
I think that would be a lot of fun, and I would ride a tricycle around. And
you'd part your hair?
I'd have a wig for sure. But okay. Yeah, I love the Saw franchise, as disgusting as that is.
I would take any Saw over Human Centipede.
I saw all three of those. The first one's the only one worth watching. The second one is disgusting. It's just horribly graphic, but like not in a good way. The second one is if a psychopath watched the first Human Centipede movie and then tried to recreate it. And it's horribly gross because he uses like 20 people, including a pregnant woman. It's horrifying.
No.
And then the third one is like, what if a Texas prison decided to use a concept without surgery and nothing happens for 2 hours in that movie? That's just them talking about it. And then it's like 30 seconds of like, hey, look, they're all tied together. And then the movie's over. It's stupid.
That is crazy and stupid.
I mean, hashtag spoilers, but also, were any of you really going to watch it? I mean, really?
I'm not.
Don't.
I'm good. But I do. So we talked briefly about Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes.
And how, for those of you who don't know, it's you two take over the park for evenings and they build different haunted houses for you to go into and get scared.
And scare zones that you can walk through. They think it's 10 houses this year.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. This is its 28th year.
It's been going on forever, but it gets so much attention being just a small time thing. What if you were in charge of a theme park and you could take an entire land and dedicate it to horror movies? Or the horror genre.
Okay.
What sort of rides would you create based on that information?
Okay, so there is a roller coaster that exists in the world that is Saw themed. And I thought that was the most creative thing I've ever seen. Because a roller coaster is already terrifying. But then there's like splatters of blood and you're going through scenes from the movies. And I just thought that was amazing.
So it's like the Mummy from Universal, but with Saw.
Yes, kind of. Except less darkness.
Okay.
And more horrifying images.
Right on.
Yeah, I think a roller coaster would definitely be a great use of, you know, ride system.
So we get that one. There's probably going to be a simulator.
There's going to be a simulator, but I feel like that's got to be like a Freddy thing because Freddy can only exist in your dreams, so he would only exist like in a simulator. And Ooh. Then you could almost have like a Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers like teacup spinning ride.
Okay.
Where they're just coming out from behind things and trying to slash at your car.
That sounds awesome.
Pretty fun.
And then you could even have a small section dedicated to the classic horror figures.
Yes.
You could have them as characters just standing inside your spinning teacup ride.
Very true.
That'd be fun. What if the ground of the teacup ride was red?
It should be, but only it should be almost color changing, almost like LEDs in the ground. And so like at the beginning of the ride, it's not red. But then as the cars get hit by these different characters, red just kind of appears underneath them.
That's awesome.
That's really gross.
That sounds amazing. So based on us creating a theme park land, what sort of merchandise do you think should be sold at said theme park land?
Definitely masks of whatever characters are involved.
So we're allowing masks in our park.
You can't wear them in the park, but you can purchase them.
Right on. It's kind of like how some theme parks sell swords and knives. You can't walk around with them, but you can pick it up at the front of the park.
Exactly. Or t-shirts representing the different characters.
Okay.
And maybe like horribly bloodied hats. Like merchandise that looks like you've been like stabbed.
Oh, great.
I'm gross.
I want a light up balloon that has a hand in the center of it.
Yes, absolutely.
A severed hand in the center of a red balloon.
Is it like a bloody hand or is it like Adam's family hand?
I would say only the very bottom of the wrist is bloody. The rest of it you could make out.
Okay.
So it's as if it was freshly chopped off.
And is it continuously lighting up or is it almost like a strobe?
I want to say no strobes.
Okay.
Let's make this so that everyone can love and appreciate it.
So that means I can actually go?
Yes.
That's my biggest complaint about all Halloween things is that they involve strobe lights. And I have a migraine condition that causes seizures.
So if you don't like strobe lights, then why would you want to go? So let's make it so that everyone can go and enjoy the awesomeness. So what would you name said land or theme park?
Park on Haunted Hill.
Park on Haunted Hill. I dig it.
Either that or like...
Because Scaryland...
Ooh, Horror Hideaways.
Horror Hideaways?
Yeah.
I dig it.
Alliteration.
Because Scaryland is... Zombieland's already been done. And it'd be True. More than zombies.
Yeah.
So Horror Hideaway.
Yeah, Horror Hideaway.
I dig it. So you can find a t-shirt for Horror Hideaway on our upcoming website eventually.
I will happily design a Horror Hideaway t-shirt.
Let's do it.
It's going to be bloody.
That's going to be amazing and a half. So speaking of other costumes and stuff,
yeah.
You were saying about people wearing the mask and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you could purchase any item... from horror's history,
mm-hmm.
which movie prop would you like to own?
Probably Freddy Krueger's glove.
Which or any?
Any of them.
Okay.
It does not matter. I just think that would be a really fun thing to like have in like a shadow box and like leave in your house. And when people are like, where'd you get that? And don't ask questions. You know?
I would want the original Ghostface mask.
Ghostface
from goodness? The first Scream movie.
Fair. Ooh, or one of the puzzle boxes. What was that? Hellraiser? Had that weird puzzle box thing. I would love that.
That'd be awesome. Or you could have a actual gigantic a xenomorph from Alien.
Anything from the basement in Cabin in the Woods.
What if we just recreated the basement from Cabin in the Woods?
That would be part of Horror Hill. Or what did I... Horror Hideaway.
Horror Hideaway.
I already forgot what we were calling
That's
it.
That's cool. It'll be on a t-shirt. We won't forget. And what would you say is some of your favorite music from a horror film?
Wow. I never really thought much about it. I am not Rachel.
That's fair.
And I mean you're Rachel, yeah. Not Rachel Doggett. I do like the music in Halloween, though. I like that it keeps reappearing. Yeah, and it shows up in other music. In fact, Panic at the Disco, in their newest album, Pray for the Wicked, it shows up there.
Now, most people don't like Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, but its soundtrack was pretty great.
I bet.
I'm not quite sure what my... See, Rachel likes Van Helsing.
Does Scooby-Doo count? I like the music in Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo should count. I'm going to let it count.
you get like Simple Plan and Sugar Ray and...
Save us, who do you do? A lot of voodoo stuff.
So good.
That'd be amazing. I dig it. So then I guess the question that we're going to ask everyone out there is if you could put two horror figures against each other, for example... Jason and Freddy, which two would you like to see go head to head? You can answer that on the Facebook page at Did You Know with Ryan O. You could also talk to us online at Twitter, which is at Did You Know Ryan O, or shoot us an email, didyouknowryano@gmail.com. What else do you have going on lately? Anywhere you want people to find you? Any cool things coming up?
You can always find me with Everyday Cosplay Finds on Instagram, on Facebook, and of course Etsy.
And that's all we're going to have for this week's episode. Remember, folks, find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryan O. We'll see you next time.